so she could track exactly where the transport was going to hit. It wasn't as close to her as it seemed. The island was 2 kilometers across, and the impact point was on the northernmost edge. Still, she ran southward with Master Satil as fast as she could, keen to put space between herself and the inevitable explosion. While leaping from one artificial canyon wall to the next, another similarity between the maze and computer chips came to her. The walls were barely a meter or two across. They therefore couldn't possibly contain rooms or corridors, or indeed anything of any substance. She hadn't wondered what function they performed in and of themselves. Now, though, jumping through waves of hot, rippling air, it occurred to her that the walls looked like thin ridges engineers added to some computer components to increase the surface area exposed to air. The greater the area, the greater the cooling effect. Heat sinks, they were called. What if the island wasn't the Hex's coordinating brain itself, but a massive heat sink for the brain? That would mean the assault teams were attacking the wrong thing entirely. She had just enough time to wonder if the falling transport would be any different when it came down in the distance, lighting up the sky with a bright blue flash. The sound came a second later. Both the sonic boom of its passage through the atmosphere and the titanic concussion of its impact and detonation. The ground bucked beneath her feet, and she misjudged her landing on the wall of the next ravine. Wobbling for balance, she felt herself gripped by the left arm and pulled down. Master Satil steadied her on the floor of the ravine as a rush of superheated gases roared overhead. The ground bucked and buckled beneath them. Axe looked down and saw cracks spreading around her feet. That wasn't a good sign. A growing thunder drowned out the sudden return of comms. Not that she could have made anything out from the mass of warnings and contradictory orders. A rush of air swept by them. Master Satil cocked her head and pulled Axe along the ravine, away from the source of the wind. In its wake came a flood of red-hot lava.
"Jump!"
Axe cried, wrenching the Grandmaster up out of the ravine. The wall crumbled beneath their combined weight, and they jumped again. The maze was collapsing around them, followed by a tide of red that spread from the crash site. The edge of the flood moved with astonishing speed, consuming troopers and hexes in broad, bubbling swaths. The volcanoes Axe had imagined were nothing compared with this silent, swift seep. The section of the maze she had explored was already subsumed. All too suddenly, the tsunami-like flood was upon them. 2 thick crimson tongues closed in front of Axe and Master Satil, cutting off their best route to safe ground. Master Satil turned, pulling Axe after her. It was clear that she could have run faster on her own, but she didn't abandon Axe to her fate. Axe didn't question why. She just accepted the gesture, even as it became clear that it would doom both of them. The path of stable ground they occupied was shrinking fast.
"One more jump might do it," said Master Satil. "Are you ready?"
Axe wasn't, but there was no way she'd admit it. The boiling red gap between them and safety was too large already, and it was growing by the second.
"Ready,"
she said. They ran and leapt together. For a moment, they were high above the drowning maze, held aloft by the force and momentum, and nothing could touch them. Axe wished she could stay there forever, in that peaceful place where contradictory forces canceled out and all was still. But gravity conquered all. The ground came